Welcome back down to the basement here at Blue Fox, and tonight we have Break a Day with us. What's happening, guys?
Not too much, man.
Yeah, just chilling.
Wish I had a Heineken. I don't know.
Hey. Yeah. So who do I got here tonight? I'm missing half of the band.
Yeah, you are.
I'm Josh Oster and I sing.
Andy Welch on bass.
And I'm Adam Jordan and I play the drums.
And of course, this is the first time that anyone's ever heard Andy talk.
Yeah, I'm usually a quiet one.
Oh, he bucks up every now and then.
Strong, silent type.
All of y'all are sharing vocals now?
For the most part. I mean, yeah, everybody's, you know, even of the smallest parts, everybody's got something that they try to contribute vocally.
So how long have you guys been out now?
All together, the five of us, little over a year coming up.
Yeah, somewhere around there. I mean, a lot of the core of the band, we've played together for years in little garage band projects before. For this band, we started somewhere towards the beginning of 2012, started playing out maybe in the fall, and here we are now.
Now you guys came straight out of the backwoods of Inwood. Jeff the bartender got y'all your first gig in Winchester, and you've been blowing everybody away since. We finally got you up here at the Blue Fox. How did y'all like the Blue Fox? Because you're used to small stages.
There's so much more room to like prance and gallop and do your thing. So it's definitely a big difference from, you know, what our usual venue is. But you know, aside from that, I mean, I've enjoyed playing at both of them, you know, equally. Everybody's great. There's a great atmosphere, and you know, you can't ask for, you know, a better place to play as far as, you know, Blue Fox. You know, they've been great to us. So
yeah, most definitely. We're a lot about bringing a lot of energy to our performance, and so the bigger stage at the Blue Fox is a little bit nicer for that. But we try to make it work anywhere that we go.
Yeah, you finally don't have to stand on the floor and sing. Plenty of room for you now.
Yeah.
When I met you guys, you were second to one, and now you are Break a Day. What made you change your name?
We kind of approached changing the name when we started deciding to write some of our own music. When we chose second to one, we kind of chose it under the pretense that we were just kind of going to be a cover band for a while. But once we started writing our own music, we decided that we didn't really want to be known as second to one for our own tunes, so we decided to change our name to something different that we felt was more suited. And I think for all of us, this band kind of signified a start of a lot of good things usually in most of our lives. So we kind of picked Break of Day as kind of meaning the start of something new.
Now, of course, if you see these guys out live, they actually look like a pack of vampires from Twilight.
We sparkle in everything, man.
How's the summer looking for you guys?
It's looking pretty good so far. You know, we play pretty regularly down in the Winchester area. We play up at a place in Martinsburg coming months, and we actually got booked for an opening slot on Martinsburg Bike Night in August. So things are looking pretty good, and trying to just kind of expand out of the area and get more people to hear us.
What's this new music coming out?
New music.
We actually just finished recording a demo by ourselves just at our practice space, and we'll have some free copies at our shows to give out for anyone who wants to come out. They like us, pick up a copy, take it with them.
We actually had our demo release here this past Saturday, actually. You know, all the recordings for doing them ourselves and with limited recording experience, they came out pretty decent.
Let's take a listen to that song right now. How are you hitting that social media out there? Are you on the Facebook and got your own webpage?
Well, we have a, you know, Facebook, Twitter page. We have, you know, our own website, you know, with everything you could ever ask for on it. So, and I think that our demo is probably going to go up on Facebook. Well, one of our songs are already up there.
And I actually went around and did some updating this morning. Yeah, we've got our Facebook page. We've got our website. We've got our Reverb Nation page, where all of our music's at. I just uploaded all of our original tunes today and stuff, so you can check all that stuff out there.
We also got an email list that you can sign up for if you're not, you know, too keen on checking your Facebook every day. We'll send you something to your email, keep you updated on shows and where we're going to be.
I think that's what a lot of people need. Everybody just thinks you can just post on Facebook and let it go, but, you know, sometimes you get 500 to 900 postings that you have to go through and yours just gets missed.
Yeah.
So the email thing's a cool thing.
Most definitely.
Got any videos done yet?
Well, we've got some live recordings videos up on YouTube. Nothing like in the music video department, but like professionally produced or anything, but we've got a couple friends of ours and stuff that will bring their video cameras to shows and record us for us, and we're very thankful for that.
Now you guys jam some really cool hard rock. What are y'all's major influences? I mean, you go from everything from Shine Down to Stone Temple Pilots to Buck Cherry. What actually y'all listen to?
Me, I have a huge library of music, everything from alternative to punk to metal to rap to country. Basically, really music itself is my influence.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I've pretty much been listening to a lot of like bands like Tool and Clutch, and you know, I'm into a lot of indie stuff like Mumford and Sons, Lumineers. I like to say my styles are completely different from the rest of the guys, just for that reason. I'm into a lot of the indie scene. And
yeah, and for me, you know, I'm obviously into the rock that's, you know, it's played on like 105.5 and stuff like that. Definitely all that stuff, which is most what we play. But, you know, I also, you know, came up on country music. I'm big into, you know, blues. I'm a fan of jazz and all kinds of different stuff, you know, just from different experiences with playing and being a musician has really kind of gotten me acculturated to many different things.
If y'all have all this, you like the Mumford Sons and stuff and y'all like the country, is there any country songs gonna ever come out of you guys?
I think we have some Skinner we're working on, some southern rock. It's not quite country, but you know, people can get into it.
We're totally gonna get Oster to sing some Garth Brooks, you know it,
because he's got some friends in low places.
He does.
I was hoping for some Taylor Swift.
Oh, you know.
Oh,
it.
Wow. that's like my celebrity crush there. Can't get a Taylor Swift.
That's pop culture for you, man.
Adam came out to our Hammer of the Gods competition and actually won the whole thing. Amazed a lot of the professional drummers that we have around town. How did you feel about taking that from all these experienced old men?
I didn't really feel like I was taking it from anybody, man. I just came out to have a good time. I've done competitions before, drum competitions on a more national scale and stuff like that. And most of the time, the vibe is just not there. It's very tense and it's not very fun. But Jay really did a great job of just making sure that the whole thing was just a great experience, and everybody involved had a great time. All the players were very cool, and anybody that might have had any attitudes or quarrels about it didn't end up showing up. So it ended up being a really awesome night, and I had a lot of fun. And obviously it's always fun to win, but even if I hadn't, you know, it was just a great experience, and it was great to see some of the local talent in here.
We learned our mistakes with the Guitar Gods competition, so when we got to the Hammer Gods competition, it worked out really good. And we just announced our bass competition. We still need one more person to round out the 10, you know.
Hey, if you're looking, I'm not saying no. If the right people ask me.
I'm playing drums, man. You got
to
do it.
If enough people want me to do it, I'll come out and I'll jam.
Oh, we'll find the people. We'll find them. They're out there.
Taylor Swift says you should do it.
If she says it, I'm going to do it.
Oh, well, she's gonna tell you, man.
We are live on the air right now. So if my phone rang right now and this big professional band said, dude, I like these guys, or I want them to go on tour with us right now for 36 weeks straight, would you pack up and go right now?
Oh, yeah.
I can't speak for everyone, but, you know, I know that's kind of definitely the dream of pretty much any aspiring musician, you know, and I'm sure pretty much all of us involved would probably make the adjustments needed.
Yeah. A lot of us are in college. That can be put on hold for a little bit when they come a-calling for us.
Let's hope that day comes.
Yeah, and the people that don't want to go get replaced.
Yeah.
So who would you go touring with?
Anybody that would have us, really. I don't really care. You know, I respect and love pretty much any kind of music and stuff like that. I would assume that it would probably be some degree of rock group, just because it'd kind of be weird to tour with like a country group or something when you're playing hard rock. Might throw some people off a little bit.
Yeah, it's always been, like, personally one of my dreams to always kind of, you know, travel and play music. So, I mean, to ever have that chance to go on tour with somebody, you know, especially for an extended period of time, you know, that's kind of like a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. You're never really going to get that chance again, so.
That's it. We're buying a van.
That is the dream of every musician, to go touring and support yourself. And you do need a van.
The band is essential.
Or if you're really good, you have an airplane.
Dude, we should tour in a Zeppelin.
Dude, I'm totally going to get my pilot's license because Iron Maiden, Bruce Dickinson, flies their plane when they go on tour.
I totally saw that, man. Just a little bit. You got this guy that looks like Steve Irwin up in the cockpit.
Rock and roll.
Is there anything you want to say to your fans out there that aren't answering your emails or posting on your page or liking your page?
Those non-fans, they I guess they need to get hip, man. Everybody's got an opinion, but, you know, we try to cover most bases to please any rock fan. So
I had a Southern Governor in here the other week, and they were talking about, actually, Jarrett was saying that he actually gave you up the gig for you guys to come here and actually play.
Yeah, we had actually booked a gig with Conrad, and then that date opened up, and he had actually called me up and was like, you know, hey man, is everybody still happy and together, since obviously their date was empty because they had split up, and, you know, asked if we'd be willing to move to that date to fill it out. And so, you know, we didn't have anything else going on that day, so we were just like, hell yeah, man, no problem.
How, since you've implanted yourself now into the Winchester scene, how are these other bands and musicians treating you guys? Are you meeting a lot of new bands, a lot of new musicians?
Honestly, not so much, just because we've been playing a lot of shows by ourselves, and I'm definitely interested in trying to get some opening shows for some of the bands around here. There's a lot of bands that play some stuff similar to what we do and stuff that's different, and I really want to get on some opening slots with some other groups to try to not only expand our fan base, but, you know, to expose our fans to their music as well. Any experience that I've had with any of the local Winchester musicians has never been negative in any way. Everybody's very positive and very supportive of the scene, and anybody that isn't usually doing much of anything to pay attention to anyways. So, you know, it's just the karma of it all, I suppose.
They're just jealous because they're booked.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of great bands on the Winchester scene, and to get a chance to play with some of them, that'd be, you know, awesome. Even just as an opener slot, it'd be a pleasure to play with anyone from around here.
Especially those that have been, you know, doing it for years and have been, you know, developing a big name for themselves and stuff.
Anything else you want to say to your fans out there before you get off the air?
Keep listening.
Yeah, and to all those coming out to our shows, you know, keep coming out, showing us support. You know, you're why we're doing this. You know, we come play the music for you guys to have a good time.
Yeah, most definitely. We appreciate all the support that we've gotten from all of our general fans that come out and see us, and all the people closer to us that have helped us out, whether it be financially, with doing videos and all kinds of different things. We're just so appreciative of those people and all that they've done to help us out and trying to help us get our start.
Adam's also very appreciative of his cute girlfriend.
Yes, I am. I'm very appreciative of my cute girlfriend.
So my big joke is, I noticed when I first saw Adam drumming, he had these high cymbals, and then after he won the competition, his cymbals were lowered so that you had a perfect profile of him, and he had the microphone hooked up.
Yeah, I had the Britney Spears mic, and I was just locked and loaded, ready to go. That was not an ego, I promise. It just happened to be a coincidence, but, you know, whatever.
So if you go to Reverb Nation, Break a Day's webpage, they have their 5 original tunes there, all ready to download for you.
That, and if you come out to one of our shows, you can get an absolutely free hard copy of the same thing, with a couple live tunes on there as well, of some covers that we do.
Cool, so I've had Break a Day in the basement of Blue Fox, and we've heard their music throughout the show, and we'll say goodbye, guys. Thanks for coming out.
Thanks for having us, man.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Peace!